quitting your job?
Retirement early.
I need some time, man.
You just came back from vacation.
I need some more.
You just had fun in the sun.
Tired.
Well, that's
funny. We've on vacation, man. Oh.
Heather Bachman is here along with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Wisconsin is a state that's foremost in the fight over your right to have raw milk. And as such, the discussion has gone into an area that I'm really not familiar with because, I mean, I kind of understand how it works. There are people who go and buy their own cows. And they bring him to a farmer. He's supposed to milk him.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Goodness.
Excuse me.
So tight.
Anyway, so the idea of somebody buying a cow, bringing it to me and milking it, and I give them their milk. They hire me for a service. Like, I have a lawn at my house. I want to get it mowed, so I go hire somebody to cut the lawn. No, same thing.
So now if you're the farmer and you're taking in that cow, are you responsible for feeding it as well as milking it?
That's what you pay for.
Okay.
Yeah. You pay for
the
entire
maintenance and
service.
Feeding.
Why can't you feed your own cow? I mean, they just eat grass.
Some people don't have any grass. Some people live in the city. They buy cows because they want to have a touch of where they came from, perhaps. They want to have that fresh milk, whatever their reason.
Watch this, Heather. Watch
Judge this. Patrick Fiedler says families who own their own cows do not have a right to their own milk. They don't have a right to access what they own. Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense.
This discussion has been going on.
Am I missing something?
For a long time. Well, I'm going to have you listen to an excerpt from a radio program that was on the air on Monday, where the host talks about this judge who ruled that you do not have a right to get any food. You do not have the right to food of your choice. You are to eat what you're basically told to eat. If you find that a hard concept to swallow, listen to this conversation.
The ruling comes out of Wisconsin, but it's going federal. A judge in Wisconsin, a circuit court judge, Patrick J. Fiedler, in a battle involving a number of families who own their own cows but board them on the same farm, has ruled that they do not have the right to milk those cows and drink the milk. Quote, Americans do not have a fundamental right to consume the milk from their own cow, he says. Listen to this. The judge writes, in a ruling riddled with spelling and context errors, he writes, the plaintiffs argue that they have a fundamental right to possess, use, and enjoy their property, and therefore have a fundamental right to own a cow or herd, spelled H-E-A-R-D, of cows, and use their cow in a manner that does not cause harm to third parties. They agree that they have a fundamental right to privacy to consume food of their choice for them for themselves and for their families, and therefore have a fundamental right to consume unpasteurized milk from their own cows. The judge says, in response to the premise he just set up there, he says, number one, no. The plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to own and use a dairy cow or dairy herd, dairy spelled diary. Number two, no, the plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to consume the milk from their own cow. Three, no, the plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to board their cow at the farm of a farmer. No, the plaintiff's private contract does not fall outside the scope of the state's police power. Whether or not you have a cow and where you keep it. And finally, plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right, and this is the important part, Americans do not have a fundamental right to produce and consume the food of their choice. And this is spreading. The U.S. Department of Justice in federal court in Iowa is contesting that Americans have no fundamental right to obtain their food of choice. Listen to this. This is as written in the federal brief. There is no deeply rooted historical tradition of unfettered access to foods of all kinds. says the document. The Justice Department goes on to say the assertion of a fundamental right to one's own bodily and physical health, which includes what foods they do or do not choose to consume for themselves and their families, is similarly unavailing because plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to obtain any food they wish, says the United States Department of Justice. You're only allowed to eat and drink what the government gives you permission to, in other words. The state may regulate what you eat and consume for any reason, including political, even whim. Now, this milk thing, they'll tell you, is a safety issue, a health issue, that people get sick from unpasteurized milk. Wrong answer. The Weston A. Price Foundation studied poisoning cases, people getting ill from milk, from 1980 till 2005, and found that the number of people who fell ill from pasteurized milk was 10 times greater than the number of people, proportionately, who got sick consuming raw milk.
Wow. Understand what a scam this all is. It was Mark Williams who hosts the program in Phoenix. And he talks about this judge who says no plaintiffs have a fundamental right to own and use a dairy cow, have a fundamental right to consume the milk from their cow, don't have a right to board a cow at a farm of their choice, don't have a right to hire a private contractor to milk the cow, that it is within the state's police power to protect you from having the opportunity to consume food, milk, whatever, from your own cow. Do you know where this goes? You could easily be told, and this is something that floated around last year and nobody ever really took note of it. You could be told that the government was stopped. This was part of the FDA or the USDA or whatever, whoever the food safety bill was modeled on. They wanted to control what seeds you planted, where you planted them, how you planted them. That was the next thing. This is from the same folks who want to eliminate dust from farms. This is the kind of thinking that goes on and on when it comes to the socialist agenda that many have that basically controls everything that you do. That's what it is. It's control. It's all about, they say it's order. They want to protect you because you're not smart enough to figure out what it is that you're supposed to put into your body. And they've done such a swell job. Look at the quality of life with half the people in this country. They've done a swell job helping those people out. They've made their choices. Let them make their choices. I'm not for telling you that you ought to eat this or you ought to eat that, but I damn well ought to be able to have and better have the opportunity to choose what I want to eat. If somebody tells me that I can't choose what I want to eat anymore, the next day I'll sell the farm, sell the cows, sell everything, and move out of this country. I will not stay in this country.
To where?
Canada.
I'd probably go to New Zealand.
Mm. New Zealand.
Mm. Yep. Maybe I'd go to Canada, but I'd go to some place. New Zealand would be a place that I would think seriously of going. I will not live in a country where I cannot choose what I want to eat. And you ought not either. This has gone far enough. This has gone to the point of almost there being no return. And how many people are on to this?
Told you, man.
The point of
they can control what you eat.
Return.
They can control your health.
Yep.
Then they get to control your health care.
Yep.
Then they get to control whether you live or die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all, that's what it is. It's all about you and
cradle
your,
the grave. We want it all.
Yeah. Where's that cash register sound again?
Yeah.
It's all about the cash.
The attorneys for the feds have argued that Iowa, he was talking about that, the state of Iowa doesn't have the right to tell you that you can choose whatever food you want. You have no right to that. Can you believe that stuff's going on?
Well, you know, I just did a little search, and according to the CDC, and pretty credible source, you would think.
No, I don't think it is at all, but go ahead.
Okay, well.
And they have no credibility with me. They're the same ones that approve, like, the FDA drugs and stuff that kill people. But anyway, go ahead. What do they say?
Anyway, according to them, during the time period of 1987 to September 2010, there were 3 deaths that they are attributing to the consumption of raw milk products.
Yeah. How many people died of an overdose of Fen-Phen in that time? FDA-approved drug to lose weight. How many people died in any drug that was... I mean, you can go through dozens of
drugs. You can
drugs.
Still go through them now, sure.
Yeah, and find people who died because they took the drug because they weren't properly supervised when they were brought to market.
The thing that cracks me up is when you see the commercial and it's like, well, if you have, you know, indigestion problems, take this. However, side effects may be...
anal bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, that information didn't go... The report that they pulled was for that period. But the last time there was a problem with raw milk, the studies that were used, for example, when Congressman Ron Paul's bill, House Bill 1830, went through... the committee and then was passed in the House to allow the sale of raw milk over state lines. Then the day before that vote, the news media was loaded with stories about how raw milk will kill you based on information that was 6 years old. They had no current information. The studies that were cited were 1998 to 2006, I believe.
Wow.
So it was there was nothing in there for the last 6 years
because
they can't find anything. In the last 6 years. It's just that kind of stuff is just, it's so discouraging. Going back to the Americans' creed that we were talking about, I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. A democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, and... is that what we have? 18 after the hour.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Birthday celebration time on Good Day. Let's see here. Dave Clark Five, interesting group of Brits who thought they were as good as the Rolling Stones.
Good luck with that.
They're working out for you.
Yeah, well,
they did all right. Though they had 6, 7, 8 hits. Did okay. Let's see here. Lenny Davidson is the keyboard person with the Dave Clark Five. Do you love me? Do you love me? Glad all over. Bits and Pieces. Everybody knows. Red Balloon. Good old rock and roll.
That was their big hit, Glad All Over.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but Do You Love Me? Bits and Pieces.
Do you love me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Born in the state 1944. So, as I said, 68 today. Happy birthday to a couple of other people that might be worth a moment of our time. Remember Keir Dulay?
No, who's that?
You remember the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the star.
Oh.
Never really did much after that.
Guess not.
But he was a weird, weird, weird guy. Weird guy.
Dave.
Michael.
That was a Kubrick movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stanley well, Kubrick. You got to be a little off to join in there.
Michael J. Pollard, remember him from Bonnie and Clyde? Short,
no.
Little short. Yeah, you'd remember him. Abs, you still look at a picture of him?
Yes, you do.
No, you would. Absolutely.
Oh,
Topper Head On. Yeah, what a name that is. Drummer from The Clash.
If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
Great stuff.
So you got to let me know.
Great stuff. Classic in the same style as Moon River.
Punk, baby.
Yeah.
Pop punk.
He's 58 today. Topper Head On. His real name is Nicky Head On, but Topper became his Clash ID. How many songs have they done that you know, Richie?
Oh, okay. Train in Vain. They probably have
five. Brand new
hits.
Cadillac. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so happy birthday to
groundbreaking stuff.
Him. Let's see here. Golf champion Jocelyn Barrasso. Canadian. Birthdays today. Anybody remember her?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. So why don't we move into Marie Fredriksson's role as a singer in Roxette. 54.
Always like that.
Yeah. Born to stay 1958.
Right.
The Look, Dressed for Success, Listen to Your Heart, Dangerous. Must Have Been Love. I like that song. Fading Like a Flower. Wish I Could Fly. Listen to Your Heart. Ted McGinley, Jefferson on Married with Children.
My bad marriage.
Not he was bad. Also on Happy Days.
Was he?
And what other? He's been in 4 or 5 sitcoms.
Shows,
Oh, yeah.
It's also Christina Claire Simonella's birthday. Grammy Award-winning singer with her mother. you know what her mother's name is?
What is it?
Born this day, 1964. Somehow, the name got changed from Christina Clara Simonella to Winona Judd.
Really?
How that happened.
Wow.
Your guess is as good as mine. Her sister's name is Ashley Simonella. Doesn't use that name either. Ashley.
Wonder where the Judd came from.
Why would you pick Judd?
Judd. I think it's a married name somehow.
Oh, that's adoptive father or something like that. I think is what it was. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, you're right.
Adopted father.
Yep. So where is she these days? She's been fighting the battle of the bulge, hasn't she, for a long time.
Ashley?
Yeah, no, Winona.
Oh, Winona, yeah. Up and down.
Yeah. I think she's a spokesperson for one of those weight loss companies. 28 after on Good Day.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper let you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levy. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The 30th of May, last Wednesday, tomorrow's last day of the month, and we're into June, where it's busting out all over. You like that sort of thing. Let's see here. There was a story. Let me finish a couple of things that we're doing here. I was going to let the world take charge, and I realized I can't let the world take charge. I have to be in charge, at least of this, because of circumstances beyond my control. I can't control what you eat, what you drink. I can't shape those circumstances. They are shaped by you. You have the power. You have your character. You have your soul. You have your integrity. Is it all intact? Heather Bachman is here. Rich McFadden is here. We're discussing food choices. Are you really the master of your fate? Are you really the captain of your soul? Are you really able to make decisions about you without the involvement of anybody or anything else? And you can say, well, that's going to be a loss.
I could do it.
Not try. Shouldn't be able to drive.
I think I could.
Drive 100 miles an hour down the street with a speed limit of 20. Shouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Can I just interject there? Because I'm going to do it. All right. Yeah. Speaking of driving, I was on my way to drop the kids off this morning. Yeah. Now, there's a road right out here that there's just recently been a fatality.
Yep.
Just about a month ago. Mm-hmm. Tragic, tragic thing. It's a small road. It's like
narrow
horse and buggy
roads.
Size road.
It's narrow country roads.
Well,
here.
This jerk, and it's got the two yellow lanes, yeah. Right? So right. No passing.
Straight line. Straight
supposed
yellow
to
line.
Be 25 to 30 mile an hour, right?
Right. Yep,
this
sure.
Jerk behind me, he's riding me forever.
Yeah.
And then he guns it and whips around me, and we're on a curb and like barrels down the street.
I stand driving into the ditch.
Oh my God, I so bad. If I didn't have the kids in the car, there's so many things I could have said to express how I felt.
Well, but that wouldn't have fixed his problem.
No,
his
but I would have felt better in the moment.
Egotistical.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
right.
I had to get that off my chest. It really bothered me.
Feel bad.
But it's,
I feel better now. So let's talk about food.
These people are not able to take responsibility for themselves. So somebody has to tell them.
I wanted to tell
this
him.
Is, well, but that doesn't do any good. Telling him off doesn't fix anything. Understand, taking a position saying by staying in the road, the middle of the road, so he can't pass you, this is the rule here. And is it my job to enforce it, or is it somebody else's job
but you
to
know
enforce
what, Doug,
that rule?
As a mom with her two kids in the car, just let him go.
Oh,
if he wants to wrap himself around a tree,
to tell
fine.
Him
you
don't
want to.
Do you realize there was just a man killed right behind
he
us?
He doesn't
right.
care. He wouldn't care.
Let him go, and if he's the next one killed, it's his fault.
But he might kill somebody else. That's the problem.
True, but as a mom, you know, you or I, to get out there and go toe-to-toe with this guy, but I wouldn't do it if I had my kids in the car.
Right.
I would pull over, let the jerk go by me, and if he runs into a bridge abutment, that's his problem.
See you later, alligator.
And hopefully he won't take anybody else with him, but I'm not going to put my kids in harm's way.
Yeah. Oh, it burned me up this morning.
Yeah, that's the intelligent way of looking at it. And God knows these people are not very intelligent. Otherwise, they wouldn't pull those sorts of stunts. They wouldn't do that sort of thing. Thoughtless, mindless.
Oh, yeah. And it's stuff. Just, you know, there's kids out there waiting for buses and everything. Just nutty. Come on, people. I'm sure you're going to stop at the same red light that's right up the road anyway.
Yeah, they'll be
you know?
There with you. That's always the laugh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's always
hurry up
the
and
laugh.
Wait.
Yeah. So, in terms of why we're there just for a minute, how many of you saw the Harley Davidson motorcycle that was swept out to sea in the tsunami in Japan, washed up on the western coast of Canada?
I heard a little bit about that.
Really?
How wild.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't it have sunk, one would wonder?
Yeah.
Why would it make it all the way across?
Were the tires still full of air, maybe?
Well, maybe that's what it did.
Gas
yeah.
tank
gas
empty?
Gas tank empty, yep.
The tube empty?
Look
the
at
frame?
You guys. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thinking it up.
You just wowed me.
Thinking it through. All right. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch talking about choices and that sort of thing, we've been involved in a conversation. This is a never-ending conversation here on this program. The judge who says you don't have a right to choose whatever food you want, and it all came about as a result of people buying cows, bringing them to a dairy, having the farmer milk them, and taking the milk out of their cows.
Hmm.
Judge says, nope, you can't do that. You don't have no right. Y'all have no right to do that.
And this is Wisconsin? Correct?
So we've put this to a test, if you will. Yes, it was Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, the number one dairy state in the country, supposedly, after California, where they have more cows, but they have more land and space. Milwaukee, Wisconsin's always been big, 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 big when it comes to, you know, having lots of cows and lots of milk. So choosing your food, the government telling you, controlling what choices you have. In a way, I guess they have that now because the FDA can say no to this. And yes, when it comes to inspection meat, but they don't do anything because they don't do their inspecting. And so these are some of the callers who have come in with ideas and thoughts. You might want to listen to this and see if you're in the same place with any of these callers when it comes to your fundamental right to have food of your choosing.
I feel awful about it. I've been watching what's going on, and I have 3 different years since he got in, 09, 10, and 11. And the executive order that he came out with, 13575, establishment of the White House Rural Council, and it's got 25 different executive branches from agriculture, treasury, defense, watching your stuff. The one you're going to love is H.R. 875, Food Safety and Modernization Act, and this is the one that it gives the government pursuant the invasion of private property is not the bill. In other words, they can go into your farms, your ranches, your vineyards, your backyard, your fishing holes, and literally control it. And this is all, you can, you know, check this out. It's all documented. And then the, where in 2000, this is 2010, where the World Trade or the legislation puts the federal government and the World Trade Organization in control of the nation's food supply, from growing your own food to selling or trading it among neighbors or friends to roadside stands to large processing plants that import or export food.
Hey, the thing I wanted to mention, I'm sure you remember the movie. I can't remember the name of it, but it was all about Soylent Green. It was the government getting involved in taking control of our consumption so that we would be healthier people, so that it would cost the government less in the long run for health and things of that sort. So those movies that we watched back then, we thought that nothing like that could ever happen. But looking at our government today and the way that they are growing and growing and growing, we were afraid of them being in our backyard, and now they're crawling right into our kitchens. The thing that brought to mind for me is my kids were vegetarians when they were smaller. And who's the state to tell me whether my kids should be vegetarians or meat eaters or whether they should drink this milk or that milk? It's really concerning to me because they're taking parents away from parenting and saying, we'll take care of your kids now. And it's just going to go further and further. And before you know what's happening, if this next election comes along and we don't remove Obama from office, we're going to be looking at even more of them telling us what we can and cannot do on a daily basis.
I do not agree with the government coming down that hard on all the stuff in the food. I used to be a fisherman, now I'm a wisherman. They have made it so hard to go fishing, it's pathetic. The 85% of the seafood consumed in this country, approximately 83 to 85%, is foreign produced. It is overpriced. Those were American jobs. They just did a survey on shrimp alone on a national evening news program. Mm-hmm. And out of 30 different suppliers, 10%, being three different ones, had chemicals in them, antibiotics, for the bad water conditions and other circumstances that are not legal here. One of them, I can't pronounce it, but it was outlawed 40 years ago. Just like DDT, things are bad. They do some good. On the other hand, they're negative. They got a one fish company called American Seafood Company. The only thing American about it is the victims that have to buy this stuff, whether it's in good shape or not. It comes from out of the country, and it's got American flag on. I think there's, I don't want to say conspiracy, because that's not what I'm thinking. But there's a business ethic out there that if somebody starts out serving or providing fresh food, the way it used to be, my parents ran a restaurant in the 40s and 50s. I remember my dad going to buy eggs and going to buy milk straight from the farmer. You can't do that as a restaurant anymore. You'd lose your licenses. So there's an element of control, but is it the government attempting to control, or is it large food industries trying to restrict the access to the food supply for profit?
There you go. The last caller gets the award for having figured it out. It's all about the connection of the government to big business and these people from these businesses who come to, quote-unquote, serve the public. They give up their high-paying job to go in to government so they can help solve the problems of the nation.
Cha-ching.
And meanwhile, Cha-ching. They go in and they go to the FDA, the USDA. They go to wherever pharmaceuticals are being approved, and they get the slide greased for whatever it is they're trying to get done. They change things around, and they go back to work for their company.
The most.
They can then do what they want to do.
A dramatic statistic I've heard in the last year is how many of the people at the head of the agriculture department used to work for Monsanto?
Yeah. Ton of them.
Wait, it's the other way around.
No. Well, it could be.
How many of the people that work at Monsanto used to be the heads of the agriculture department?
Yeah. Right. It's amazing.
Either way.
Amazing, amazing. Amazing. All right, let's talk about other things that are amazing. You get, as a result of eating all this bad food that we're talking about, high triglyceride levels, borderline high, the fats in your system that create high cholesterol, and the triglycerides that need to be tamed. You have exercised more. Good for you. You have chosen your food better. Good for you. You've limited your alcohol. American Heart Association says that makes a lot of sense. But you still have high cholesterol.
Hmm.
So what's the deal? The way to deal with that is to use a product that's imported from Italy. This could be just the ticket for you. Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your high cholesterol level, to reduce your high triglyceride level. Users report, in fact, excellent results in 30 days. So the people that have put this product together have said, okay, we're going to give you a 30-day trial offer, costs you nothing except shipping and handling. You don't pay us for the product. You see what happens at the end of 30 days. We know you'll come back, use it as a maintenance. If you still have high triglycerides and high cholesterol, you use this product, and you bring it down, and you maintain the healthy levels that you need. Cardiol is the name. Try it for 30 days free by going online to cardiol.net, cardiol.net/Doug, D-O-U-G. cardiol.net/Doug, or call 888-809-6424. Why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about it? You'd like to have this free trial. Take them, watch your cholesterol levels go down, triglyceride levels go down. That makes your body much healthier, much less susceptible to cardiovascular problems. cardiol.net/Doug, or 888-809-6424.
Deslin has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Deslin, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
888-988-3325. I can think of a dozen different reasons to buy and use these One World Whey protein powders. One of the things that I like about them is they taste so good. They are chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. There's nothing about these things that's anything other than natural. And the thing, you mean you can trust these to do the job. Your body's going to change while you're taking this. One World Whey. You call 888-988-3325 or go online to OneWorldWhey, W-H-E-Y.com. Try this product. It's more than superb. 51 past the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day Program.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It is the nation's highest civilian award, and all of the recipients are more than deserving of it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It's the Presidential Medal of Freedom. President Obama handed out more than a dozen of them yesterday to a group of very distinguished individuals representing a variety of fields, but all with a common component, extraordinary achievement. Before handing out the medals, the president spoke of them collectively.
They have inspired us with their actions. They've enriched our lives. And they've changed our lives for the better.
And here's some of what President Obama had to say about these individual Medal of Freedom recipients, which included astronaut John Glenn, who, in 1962, became the first American to orbit the Earth.
But he didn't stop there serving his country. As a senator, he found new ways to make a difference. And on his second trip into space at age 77, he defied the odds once again.
Toni Morrison, American novelist and professor.
Toni Morrison's prose brings us that kind of moral and emotional intensity that few writers ever attempt.
Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens.
He would just as politely force a lawyer to stop dancing around and focus on the most important issues in the case.
Legendary singer-songwriter Bob Dylan was also honored.
Today, everybody from Bruce Springsteen to U2 owes Bob a debt of gratitude. There is not a bigger giant in the history of American music.
And here's what the president had to say about recently retired Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt.
38 years of Tennessee. She racked up 8 national championships, more than 1,000 wins. Understand, this is more than any college coach, male or female.
The Medal of Freedom honoree list also included former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and Israeli President Shimon Peres. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
On Wall Street, a rally for the stock market. The Dow up triple digits, 126 points to 12,581 yesterday. S&P up 15, NASDAQ with a 33-point gain. Oil prices fell 10 cents a barrel, finishing at $90.76. You want a sound effect that sums up shares in Facebook since its IPO? That'll do it. Shares in the company down more than $3 to $28.84 yesterday. That's a 24% drop since Facebook went public back on May 18th. Mitt Romney has now secured all the delegates he needs to become the Republican presidential nominee. A victory yesterday in the Texas primary. Romney now has more than the 1,144 delegates necessary to win the nomination at this summer's Republican National Convention in Tampa at the end of August. Couple of closing notes about bees. No, not the those kinds of bees. No, get them away from me. No, we're talking about a bee that features this sound. Ah, yes, the dreaded ding. We're talking about the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee, and it is that time again. 278 spellers this year. They took a 50-word computerized test yesterday. Each of them will spell two words on stage today, leading to the semifinals and finals to be held tomorrow and televised on ESPN. The young spellers this year range in age from 6 to 15. Yes, 6. Lorianne Madison of Lake Ridge, Virginia, the youngest ever to qualify for the National Spelling Bee. And there was a bee of another kind last week, the National Geographic Bee, televised on the National Geographic Channel. Alex Trebek hosted the event. Eighth grader Rahul Nagvikar won it by answering this question correctly.
Name the Bavarian city located on the Danube River that was the legislative seat of the Holy Roman Empire from 1663 to 1806.
Come on, please. Everybody knows that. Go ahead, Rahul. You tell him.
Regensburg,
of course. Rahul, the winner. And this very bright young man walks away with a $25,000 scholarship and a trip for two to the Galapagos Islands. Don't ask me where that is. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Hi.